This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, March 25th, the year. It's 2021. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I'm about to show you something shocking from Europe. With a baby being born wrapped in plastic, his mother can't touch it because of COVID fears. You know, about 60% of the births now in the U.S. are cesarean. They're taking control of human biology, but I've got something even more shocking going on with children and the COVID hysteria. Next segment, then Max Keiser joins us with massive Bitcoin news and a bunch of other big guests today. But here is the video. It's posted to band.video. You want to share it? It's also at InfoWars.com. Video, the first child born in the Matrix. The new virtue signal. Wrap a baby in plastic as it flails, reaching out for its mother. Put the state of medical tyranny between the mother and its child. Complete the takeover of the human race. This is the post-human era. Back in the mid-20th century, major universities conducted studies like the Milgram and Stanford studies, where they tested their psychology departments how far they could push their students to commit crimes as long as authority figures were telling them to do so. And they found that in almost every case, 90-plus percent of people would follow orders from authority figures to even kill people in order to do so. That's why I parallel what's happening with the whole COVID rollout and the lockdowns and the nonsensical social distancing and the masks that don't work and the lies about the COVID deaths and the vaccine damages as a giant Milgram psychological experiment. That's what we're about to break down today. Is in late March 2021, the level of absurdity has reached proportions never before seen in human history.
And I'm down on my knees again. Thank you for the happiest year of my life.
The heartbreaking video you're seeing is a newborn baby in Europe wrapped in plastic to supposedly protect it from its mother so it can't touch its mother, despite the fact that hundreds of studies show it's an initial contact with the mother that activates the life force of the child. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a crime against humanity. This is a crime against our own biology. This is teaching us that we're dirty and evil and bad, and that humanity is a disease on the planet. This is the cult of the global warming eugenicists left. The death cult is teaching us that we're evil. The death cult is teaching us we're bad. It doesn't matter if all the science shows more human contact gives us a better immune system and makes us healthy. They're teaching us all to be the boy in the bubble who couldn't be in contact with any germs or he'd die. That's a very, very, very rare genetic disorder. But if you're not around other microbes growing up, if you don't play around in the dirt when you're a baby and put it in your mouth, you don't develop an immune system, and then you need the medical system for the rest of your life to give you constant drugs, constant antibiotics, constant inoculations to just keep you alive. We are witnessing the scientific dictatorship take control of the human family. We are witnessing the final revolution. The medical system is run by the most ruthless, out-of-control corporations, and they're simply testing to see what you will put up with. We've already submitted to abuse. We've already let them lock up our elders. We've already let them give us experimental vaccines. We've already let them shut down our schools and seen suicide and drug addiction explode. We've already seen children performing band practice in pods out of the body snatchers. We've already witnessed people wearing large donuts around themselves as they go into bars and restaurants. This is absurdity. That's what cults ask you to do. To do things that are ridiculous. To do things that are against common sense. To prove your submission. Klaus Schwab and other globalists admit this is not about COVID. It's about teaching you that humans are dirty and bad and we need to be exterminated. It's about teaching you that you're obsolete. That you are non-essential.
You are obsolete. So where's what?
I am a human being. I exist.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth.
You're witnessing
mass mind control. We are witnessing the true Chicken Little scenario, where psych warfare chiefs, aided by big banks and the corporate media and government and the medical system, are literally terrifying the public into total submission. Jones here with the new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all these are selling out except for BrainForce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the VasoBeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Imbrix essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Imbrix Essentials line is close to selling out. More coming in a few months. But despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
It's Thursday, March 25th. The year is 2021. We are under United Nations-directed planetary attack. A scientific death cult is taking control of human evolution to build a post-human world. They're in the process of conditioning the world population to accept this takeover. If we adapt by submitting to it, it will be the end of humanity as we know it, and the beginning of a true nightmare era, only imagined in the minds of people like H.P. Lovecraft or the mind of Satan. This is going to be a particularly powerful transmission today. I've done a lot of preparation, a lot of planets have aligned, a lot of big things are going to be broken here on air. First off, Max Keiser, who I've known for 20 years, yeah, I've known Max that long, has been a true trailblazer, and he's been proven absolutely right. And there is a Bitcoin global revolution happening right now, with central banks coming out and saying they're launching their own cryptocurrencies, and they're claiming they want to get rid of Bitcoin. And the fact that they're announcing they want to go after it is an attempt to suppress it. They're not going to be able to get rid of it. And so now I am officially getting behind Bitcoin, because people have a right to it, and the globalists are trying to take control of it, regardless of its provenance and where it came from. It is now something that is a people versus the system battle. And we'll lay it all out coming up with Max Keiser starting in the next segment. But they are busy trying to drive it down right now. I believe that's the time to buy. And for the first time ever, I'm not in stocks, I'm not in bonds. I began buying Bitcoin yesterday, and I'm going to tell you how I did it and where I did it and why I've done deep research over 10 years and now finally made this move. And I do it as something that can protect you, something that is more private, something that is an alternate, something the system doesn't want, not as an investment. Though if I would have taken the 10,000 Bitcoin or that Max tried to give me at the Bilderberg meeting that we were covering 10 years ago, it would have been worth $600 million as of today. So we're going to be laying it all out. The Federal Reserve did say, yes, we're coming out with our own cryptocurrency. So that tells you this is the future. The planets have aligned. That's coming up next segment. Then we have Robert Barnes joining us with a lot of big news and analysis on what's coming next, and how we fight back against this globalist takeover. Then Andrew Torba, who's seen a 600% increase in their traffic and signups at Gab that the left is trying to shut down. He's going to be joining us as well in the third hour. Then in the fourth hour, Alex Jones and Jason Jones in studio together. He's got incredible footage of the ongoing martial law in Hawaii and more, them choking people out, you name it. So he'll be in studio with us coming up. I've gotten a lot of calls about this because it aired on NPR. NPR is on over 1,000 radio stations. And it was put in a lot of different newspapers around the country. And it is NPR is calling for me to be shut down, taken off the air, and is calling for all of our shopping carts to be shut down. Now, I've told you we've already been under assault behind the scenes. I haven't gotten into that because I don't want the enemy to know what to target or what's been effective. But when I tell you that your financial support to build up our war chest is beyond critical right now, it is. I need everybody to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt, and know that you're funding this operation. Sign up for AutoShip on things you're going to want to reorder, like the supplements. And even when they're sold out, when you're on AutoShip, we hold it back for AutoShip folks for at least two shipments in case you still want to do it. You can cancel any time for free so that you still get products that may never be coming back in because of supply chain breakdowns. And, yes, all the major publications, the New York Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal is the worst, they have all been contacting thousands of people, thousands, and trying to find out where we manufacture, what we do, how to shut us down. Tortious interference, racketeering, criminal activity, par excellence. But you can read it in the article. Here it is right here. Gateway Pundit did a story about it. And then nothing against our crew, but it's kind of like we don't cover what's happening to us. We're kind of over ourselves, but sometimes we kind of have to focus a little bit and care about, you know, the mothership under attack. Taxpayer-funded NPR goes after Alex Jones and his last channel of income. And that's Jim Hoft over at the Gateway Pundit actually cares about us and more than we care about ourselves. And I really appreciate Jim showing some interest in that because it is a big deal. We're pretty stoic about all this, but they are demanding that eBay kick off our little account and that Amazon take our account off. Some are saying, well, wait a minute, you say Amazon is bad, but you have an account. I've had an account on Amazon for 25 years. Some of our accounts got shut down years ago. Some of them went dormant. If we don't have stuff on Amazon, which I don't promote, then we can't control the Chinese fakes that are on there. And there are fake InfoWars products from China that are total crap that they flood it with. And I have to have an agreement with Amazon that I'm on there just so I can have control and get rid of the counterfeits. And that's really the reason for it. Never hear me say go buy our products at Amazon. But they have a right to sell stuff. They have a right to a market. I have a right to say you should try to keep mom and pop stores open and smaller online retailers open that have your political views and that are under attack. But that said, ladies and gentlemen, we have the big mega blowout sale. I almost called it, when we were planning the sale last week, the Save InfoWars, Get It While You Still Can sale. But I said, you know, I don't want to put blood in the water, even though it's a true statement that we could be shut down anytime if you knew all the stuff that was going on. The whole country's being shut down, though. I mean, my God, they took all of Trump's bank accounts. They've kicked all his merchant accounts off. He can't sell Make America Great Again hats. I was sitting there talking to a very well-known individual, didn't even know about this. So we've all gotten so punch drunk to being abused. And I said, yeah, you know, all these big credit card processors and PayPal banned Trump selling Trump gear. The person looked at me and they said, come on, that's not true. PayPal is owned, you know, by the famous libertarian individual. Well, no, it's not owned by him anymore. And I pulled up the article. I typed in PayPal bans Trump merch. I mean, that's what's going on. They go, oh, well, just get another merchant. Then they take that one. They take that one. So instead of paying 1.9% for your credit card processing, we pay like 4 or 5%. That's what the harassment does. And now it's not enough. They have a huge article and a huge report. Alex Jones still sells supplements on Amazon despite bans from other platforms. So remember how just 3 years ago they were going, oh, there's no such thing as deplatforming. That came out in internal documents is what they called it. Now everybody knows it, household word, household term. They go, Jones is making it up. No one's censoring him. I can pull the articles up where they said no one's censoring him. And Tim Cook said, I'm not censoring him. I'm curating him, like in a museum. You just don't have your speech. You go bankrupt. You live under a bridge. But, you know, he lives in his little palace up there and runs death camps in China. But it's okay because Tim Cook's gay. Remember that. So here we go. Alex Jones still sells supplements. And the whole article says you need to attack Amazon. You need to attack the other sites he's on, like eBay, and he needs to be taken down. They're like, this is outrageous. And they go, where are federal regulators? He needs to be arrested. You got to go read the article. It is incredible. Now, by the way, we're showing articles where Apple is lobbying against bills that would just criticize Chinese death camps. Death camps, where they sell people's organs. Men, women, children, Christians, Muslims, Buddhists. And NPR loves that. Oh, liberal. Oh, but Alex Jones questions mass shootings. Alex Jones questions Jussie Smollett. Alex Jones questioned Bubba Wallace. And, you know, Alex Jones questioned babies in incubators that didn't happen to start the Iraq War. And they're like, that can't be allowed. He's a mean person. He's the worst person. Though I've never killed anybody, except in self-defense. I mean, well, maybe somebody died later. I forgot to fight with him. But the point is that I didn't start it. I've never gone out and offensively killed anybody. And I have not engaged in all these crimes. And I'm not running death camps in China, ladies and gentlemen. And so that's the issue here, is that it's this corrupt, horrible, evil, elite establishment lecturing us that Jay Leno's bad because 10 years ago he went, hong, chang, hong, honking. Who cares? I do redneck jokes. We should be able to make fun of everybody. You ever watch Japanese TV? Ever watch Chinese TV? All they do is make jokes and make fun of each other. And by the way, they make fun of us. Oh, but Jay Leno, he's so sorry now. You know what? Fentanyl the Dragon's funny, and he's sticking around. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Max Keiser and the...
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I've known Max Keiser. I actually went and looked it up. 19 years. But hell, you can go back to Dateline NBC shows that he's in. In the 1980s, he was a very successful stockbroker. One of the most successful out there. He's also been on Al Jazeera, BBC, RT, US TV. I mean, he's been a sought-after guest for a long time. And 10 years ago, covering Bilderberg, north of London, we're in a hotel at night eating dinner, and he goes, look, Bitcoin's the future. In the next 20 years, it will replace the dollar. It'll be the world currency. He goes, I think in about 10 years. I remember the conversation. And he kept saying, let me put this on your computer. 10,000 of these, but you got to promise to give most of it away to your listeners. By the way, that's what China's doing today. They're giving their fake currency. They're trying to compete with Bitcoin out to people to get it going. And I don't remember what happened. People that were there, Richard Reeves remembers it. Others remember it. It went on. I remember most of it. I was drinking wine and eating a big old fat steak, and I've been working probably 15 hours that day. So it blurred into the history. He doesn't remember whether I got it or not. I just remember he got mad because I didn't promote it like I said I would. But he still came back around. He was mad at me for about a year or so. But that's okay. Boy, I'm mad at me now, too. I wish he would have punched me right in the face. But regardless, he was right. I wasn't wrong. I talk about things I know, things that I've educated on, things I understand. I will tell you my view on it. When I don't know something, I have a tendency to, you know, not tell you. So he came here again 2 years ago, met with my wife and I, brought Stacy with him, his great lady. And he said, listen, dude, it's going to go up even more than it did in the last 10 years. You got to get behind it. Now, he wasn't selling me anything. He just said, you got to do this yourself. And he told me the best, cleanest ways to do it. And I signed up and then didn't even do it. And boy, did I wish, because it's doubled or more since then. That would have funded our whole operation. So they may drive it down. They may drive it up. But definitely it's here to stay. So I wanted to give him the floor for this segment and a few more to get into what's currently happening, the global civil war. They've got all these financial experts out. Oh, the governments are just going to seize it and outlaw it like gold, like they did in the 30s. There's no way to do that. But again, they're doing that to drive it down because now we know China and India and the U.S. are coming out with their own cryptocurrencies. And so now it's truly a people's fight. Yes, it's speculation. It doesn't matter because now I feel gut level good to totally jump in and support it because people have a right to buy and sell and own and trade what they want. And it is good to have a backup currency. It's good with all these currencies hyperinflated, in my view, to diversify. And I've been watching them all and got confused by all the fake ones and the bad ones. And that kept me from getting into Bitcoin. I meant to do it 2 years ago. Didn't do it. Now I'm sure about it. Whether it goes way down today, I'm going to buy a bunch. Goes up, I'm going to buy some because gut level, now I feel good about it. And maybe that works out some different way in God's plan. I just know when my gut says something, it's finally green light. It's time to do it. And so, Max Keiser, thank you for trying to lead a horse to water and make it drink the last 10 years. Good to have you here. Let's get into the current, what's unfolding with Bitcoin and these massive battles and the attempt to drive it down and where you see this thing going.
Right. Well, you know, Bitcoin is the apex predator, Alex, in the currency market and has proven itself to be the apex predator. And it is gobbling market share from all the other fiat currencies. It's even taking market share away from gold, which is really surprising to a lot of people. But if you notice, gold has been doing nothing for 8 or 9 months. It's because people are selling their gold and they're buying Bitcoin. And for a couple of obvious reasons. First of all, it's unconfiscatable. And what I mean by that is that even though there may be laws passed that say, hey, we're going to go after your Bitcoin, they can pass all the laws that they want, but they can't enforce those laws. As people, the governments have found out in India and countries around the world, they can pass laws against Bitcoin, but they can't enforce those laws. And you have to liken it to, if you remember, starting 20 years ago, Alex, there was the P2P file swapping in the music industry and in the intellectual property industry. And, of course, Hollywood and the record industry hated the idea of Napster and the follow-up to Napster. But they couldn't do anything about it. You can't stop the encryption and the P2P file swapping. So what happened is the music industry had to completely change. And now we have sites that do music streaming. We have sites where you subscribe to music. But the old model of music, the record labels and selling records and the intellectual property, that was completely destroyed by P2P file swapping, and nobody could do a thing about it. So let's flash forward to Bitcoin. Bitcoin is P2P file swapping equivalent for money. And nobody can stop it, and they can throw everything that they have at it, but they won't stop it. And the users now, the adoption rate is exploding. You've got over 100 million people using it every day as money. You've got entire countries like Nigeria adopting it as day-to-day money. It's becoming the unit of account in Nigeria. You've got countries that are plagued with hyperinflation like Venezuela, Iran, Argentina, and other
this
countries.
This is really
Brazil.
A way for people to get around the IMF and World Bank slavery that they put in the third world from these jackals, these economic hitmen.
Yep, absolutely. In particular in Africa now, you know, Africa's been the colonial victim of colonialization for hundreds of years. They're finally breaking free of the colonial mindset of their masters that have been plaguing that continent for hundreds of years.
And that's really the global model. Explain that briefly, because you're an economist. How the French Empire, the British Empire, and others use debt to control third world countries and still do.
Well, it's not too hard, really. And if you read John Perkins' book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, he goes into it in great detail. You know, the U.S. or the IMF or the World Bank shows up and they make multi-hundred-billion-dollar loans to countries. So much so that they know that they can't possibly be paid back. And when those loans can't be paid back, then they send in the economic hitman and they start grabbing assets. They start seizing assets and they essentially control that country. And that's been America's model in Latin America and South America for decades. It's also American model in Middle East and in other locations. So it's using debt as a weapon. The U.S. dollar has been weaponized. And when America first put that first round of sanctions against Iran, a lot of smart people said, well, that's okay, they can do that, but they should be wary now because you can only do that once. Once you weaponize SWIFT, the global payment system, and once you weaponize the dollar, you're encouraging these countries and these territories and regions to develop their own payment systems. So what's happened is now you've got five or six competing payment systems to SWIFT, and you've got Bitcoin, and Bitcoin is the vector out. You know, Christine Lagarde of the ECB recently called Bitcoin the escape hatch. She literally called it an escape hatch from fiat money tyranny, is what she was alluding to.
Stay right there.
Exactly.
Stay right there. And that's, again, the head of the International Monetary Fund. We're going to come right back and discuss all of this with Max Keiser on the other side and see what he sees happening to major currencies, what he sees with the Federal Reserve announcing they're going to have a cryptocurrency. China's already launched theirs, and so much more. And, again, the apex predator, Bitcoin, undoubtedly. We'll be right back on the other side to lay out all the big global developments as well, whether you're into Bitcoin or not. All this affects you because the global currencies are being inflated massively.
Gemrick's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care. products, and they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the three essential oil, all-natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. And then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Enrich Essentials, 50% off and free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Rainforest Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
A great time of change is here. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. The private central banks of the world owned by less than 10 families are predatory. They launch the fake lockdowns to consolidate and vertically integrate wealth and starve the third world while flooding the first world with cheap labor to drive down wages and complete their economic takeover. And those very same central banks have been bashing Bitcoin while setting up their own cryptocurrencies. Here's some of the headlines. Bitcoin soars after Musk says Tesla now accepting payment in Bitcoin. Veteran investor says governments are planning to totally outlaw Bitcoin. That's what's driving it down today, an opportunity to buy. That's all being done, again, to scare people away from it.
That's Powell at the Federal Reserve. Says Federal Reserve is considering proprietary cryptocurrency. Here it is at Business Insider. The Federal Reserve is looking developing a digital currency in the U.S. Powell confirms. Yeah, they'll tie to the having vaccines and political correctness. That's why we've got to have alternatives and make sure the alternatives survive. I'm for 100 digital currencies out there or cryptocurrencies, but Bitcoin is the one I've studied the most, the one I'm finally going to get into. Veteran investor says governments are planning, again, the same thing I read, Federal Reserve digital dollar push worries Wall Street. China has given away millions in its digital yuan trials. This is how it works, CNBC, central bank digital currency. And it goes on and on and on. India to propose cryptocurrency ban, penalizing miners, traders, source. Good luck. Bitcoin could be banned by government, says world's biggest hedge fund owner, as they try to drive it down. This is all planned. China proposes global rules for central bank digital currency. So there's some of the background. All I'm saying is people better learn about this, and people better start studying it, and people better not procrastinate and stick their toe, at least in the water, like I've done. But I had to learn. I had to study. I had to see the best places to do it, the safest places to do it, so your wallet doesn't get stolen, so you can keep your passcode, show that when people get into this, it's a safe and good way to do it. And let's go ahead and talk about that. We'll get into the history of this, where you see it going, how you see this unfolding, because we talked quite a bit yesterday off air, and you were on fire, Max. In fact, let's get into that right now, explaining the global civil war, the fight that you expect the U.S. Treasury later to actually adopt Bitcoin, and you've been dead on for 10 years on this. So look into that crystal ball and tell us what you see happening next.
Right. Yeah, I'll get to that. You know, the what I call the hash wars or the Sputnik moment, and that's very dramatic. It's going to probably happen in the next 12 months or so. But to just look at Bitcoin again, what it has that is unique is that it's completely decentralized. What that means is that there's no center to attack. And that's one reason why it doesn't matter who passes one law to try to stop it. There's no place that they can attack. It's decentralized. It's replicated on thousands of servers all over the world, and you can't go after them all. And again, to use that P2P file swapping analogy, it's just uncensorable. It's immutable. And the central banks, of course, are quite nervous because a lot of capital is moving out of the central banks and moving into Bitcoin. And so if you defund the central banks and you defund Wall Street, that's a problem for the central banks, and they're getting nervous. So in response, they're going to launch a central bank digital currency, but by definition, it can't work because by definition, it's centralized. And so therefore, it cannot compete with a decentralized, unconfiscatable Bitcoin, so it's not going to work. The same thing applies to these so-called altcoins like Ethereum or Bitcoin Cash or Bitcoin Satoshi Vision. They're either insecure or they're centralized or they have a single point of failure. And that's why they're all really disappearing versus Bitcoin. If you look at how Bitcoin's been performing in the last 5 years, it's really putting everything out in its shadow. And I think that's very important to understand because a lot of people get caught up in these what are called the garbage coins, and they end up wasting time, they end up wasting money in these garbage coins, and they lose out on Bitcoin. So that's great that the Bitcoin maximalism philosophy, if you will, is really what I think InfoWars needs to focus on. Now, in terms of the global hash war, the flip side of all this talk about banning Bitcoin from governments is that the governments are going to realize that they can't beat Bitcoin. They're going to have to join Bitcoin. And I liken it to the Sputnik moment going back to the Cold War when the Soviet Union put up Sputnik satellite and suddenly America felt like they needed to enter the space race to compete. And with Bitcoin, when you have countries around the world that are defying the sanctions from the U.S., and we're talking about Iran and Venezuela and other countries, what they're doing is they're actually mining Bitcoin and hoarding Bitcoin. And if the U.S. doesn't decide to counter their moves by mining and storing Bitcoin themselves, then they risk having a country like Iran have the strongest currency in the world. If Iran went to 100% Bitcoin standard, it would immediately have the strongest currency in the world. So the U.S., of course, would be, wait a minute, we can't let that happen. So then they're going to get into mining Bitcoin and storing Bitcoin. And I predict that within 2 years, America's IRS will let taxpayers in America pay their taxes in Bitcoin and get an 80 or 90% discount on their taxes. That's how desperate America will be for Bitcoin. So it's a mad scramble for Bitcoin, and it's not about banning it. That's a fool's errand. It's impossible, and it's counterintuitive and counterintelligent, and it's a strategic blunder. It's a matter of national security, Alex. If you're a country and you don't have any Bitcoin on your balance sheet, you are taking a huge risk in a world that's on a Bitcoin standard. So that's what we're going to see in the next year or two. And it's a learning curve. I mean, obviously the Federal Reserve and Chairman Powell and over there at the Treasury, they are still thinking in the old legacy terms. They haven't really figured out yet that Bitcoin is going to do what it's going to do regardless of what they do. But they'll come around, hopefully.
Absolutely. Let me throw this in because you're the guru of this, probably the top Bitcoin guy out there. Certainly the first person I ever heard articulate it properly, and you've been dead on. You worked with me for years. You told me the best, cleanest place to sign up. I signed up 2 years ago, but never launched it because I was so busy. Now I have relaunched it as of last night, and I'm already seeing some traction there. I'm about to make a 10% investment of our meager treasury into Bitcoin, and I think now's the time to get in because if I look at these graphs of the last 10 years, put it back on screen for TV viewers, please. You see this slow buildup and then a big spike and then a few spikes and then it goes down, but then always rebounds two or three times bigger later. And so we just seen this giant spike. Is that one of the baby spikes before the top, before it starts going back down again? Or with your expertise, again, I know it's just speculation, what do you expect to see with this market?
Well, for 2021, my price target is still $220,000 per coin. So in between here and there, you're going to have some volatility. But with Bitcoin, you're making
a trade-off. You told me 2 years ago it would hit, at dinner, it says on air, it would hit 50,000 within a year to 2 years. You were absolutely right. It hit 60,000+.
You only have to ask yourself one question. Do you want to own fiat money like the U.S. dollar, which is completely stable, and you're guaranteed to lose 15% a year in purchasing power? Or would you rather own Bitcoin, which is volatile, but you're guaranteed to increase your purchasing power?
Let me ask you this question. I got a lot of these questions. If there's only 21 million bitcoins, they've mined 18 million or whatever. What's the issue there? Will there be another issuance or what happens?
No, there's 2.1 quadrillion what are called satoshis. That's the division of a bitcoin is divisible into 100 million sub Bitcoin, which are called satoshis. There's 2.1 quadrillion of them. And just like any market, as demand increases, the price goes up, and we trade in satoshis. So when you are on a site that, for example, Adam Curry has a new site, which is all about streaming these satoshis for podcasting. It's a brand new model. Adam Curry, the pod father, he's reinvented podcasting using Bitcoin satoshis. And you stream into your wallet as you do your podcast. So it could be only.
I want to mimic that. A necessity is the mother of invention. It's incredible. You told me all this years ago to do it, and now I'm a day late, a dollar short, but I'm definitely going to get involved because regardless if it goes up or goes down, it's time to get educated. It's time to get informed. This is the future. It's where it's all going. Hell, it's written about in the Bible, so we at least should know what's happening and be wise and informed because the people perish for lack of knowledge. We need the knowledge. And we have a big announcement I haven't made yet when we come back with the one, the only, Max Keiser. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. Believe me, you're going to want to stay with us for the announcement on the other side. Please stay with us and tell your friends and family. Tune in right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They gave what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is the Alex Jones Show, and I'm sitting here watching the Chinese roll out their own currency, digital cryptocurrency. I'm watching all these other governments move to do it, and then I'm seeing the globalists saying, you shouldn't own Bitcoin. Well, you have a right to own it. And again, I don't buy something when it's at its high. I don't buy something when it's at its low. I never get involved in any of this stuff. I just study it. But in the future, everything will be these digital currencies, and people, especially conservatives and Christians, need to start understanding it, even though it's full of pitfalls and crazy. Clearly, the apex predator is Bitcoin. Max Keiser told me that 5 years ago. He was right then. He was right 2 years ago when he came to visit me. I'll invite him here now with Stacy to be in studio because I'm all in. If I would have invested in Bitcoin 2 years ago when he said, don't be an idiot. It wasn't investing with him. He just said, you need to do this. This is, and he told me some of the safer places to do it. I would have been able to put $100,000 in and gotten, you know, $500,000. That could have helped us fund this whole operation. But regardless, it's good to just study it. So go ahead and make the announcement, the same thing you did to me 2 years ago. Explain it to folks, and we're going to put it on screen. One of the best places, one of the only places to do it safe, do it right. And again, then that actually funds InfoWars because we get a little tiny 0.25% because you want to add a bunch of fees on. When people set up their account, when people get their $10 of free Bitcoin converted, and it's just really a great deal, and it teaches people how to get involved. And, you know, put in a few $100, put in a few $1,000. Don't put anything in that you can't lose But again, in my view, you're going to lose if you don't start getting educated about it. So that's what I'm doing now, and I do intend, and I've already started, to put some of our funds in there because I really do believe in this, and it's really time for me to stop missing the boat here. So explain to people the place to get involved in Bitcoin, the URL, and the place to help InfoWars at the same time, a true 360 win, Max Keiser.
Sure. You know, as I said a couple of years ago, and it's true today, SwanBitcoin.com is the best place to buy Bitcoin. And there's a few reasons for that. Number one, it's super easy. Number two, you get the best rate. Number three, they don't support any of the garbage coins. So when you go to some of these other places.
To support InfoWars, it's SwanBitcoin.com/Alex. The best deals they've got are right there. It's free to sign up. You get $10 of free Bitcoin to be able to play with it, study it, learn with it. So again, put it back on screen, folks. It's SwanBitcoin.com/Alex. SwanBitcoin.com/Alex. Please continue, Max.
Right. So it's super easy to deal with them. They have a very great feature called dollar cost averaging. And you can set it so that every day or every week or every month, you automatically buy $10 or $50 or $100 in Bitcoin. So it's just set it and forget it. This way, you're always going to be stacking sats. This is called stacking Satoshis. You're always saving. You're always putting some capital into Bitcoin on a regular basis. You don't forget to do it. It's just done for you. You can quit that at any time if you want to. But it's a very easy way to just accumulate Bitcoin automatically. And it's all up to you when and how much. And as I said before, the folks at Swan Bitcoin are, you know, OGs, as they're called, in the space. They've been around since the beginning. They understand the importance of Bitcoin, and there's no garbage coins. There's no Ethereum. There's no Bitcoin Cash. There's none of that garbage. They just deal with the apex predator, the one, the only, the one that's going to take out the central bankers, and that is Bitcoin. So with swanbitcoin.com/Alex, you know, that's great for you guys. It's a great promo. Your listeners get $10 free in Bitcoin when they sign up using that promo code. And at the end of the day, it's just a very simple product. You just have to make the mental commitment to say, you know what, I'm tired of fiat money. I'm tired of all the money printing. I'm tired of the fact that nobody in Washington represents my interest at all. All they do is throw cash at the bankers. They destroy my purchasing power. They're killing my businesses. It's a travesty. So this is the passive resistance. This is the fight back. This is how you opt out of the lunacy.
At some point, you got to stick your toe in here. I've waited 10 years. And again, it's because I didn't want to tell listeners what I thought until I was really sure of it. People are big kids, big adults. They can make their own decisions. We're all big boys here. But if I'd have got in December, you know, it's gone up 100% just then. No, it was 9,000. It's gone up. 9,000 to 60,000. I mean, how big of an increase is that? It's just crazy. And, of course, there's been so much volatility. But just answer my question here, though. I understand they've got the little subdivisions of it, and it's dominant, and it's the apex predator, and it's the first, and it's the biggest. But how does that not hurt it when the other 3 million are mined, when that's such a big part of the driving dynamic of it, and that's what's so organic about it?
Because the mining schedule is set up so that it's gradual over the remaining 100 years, right? So we won't have the last Bitcoin won't be mined until 100 years from now, the year, well, 2140. But every 10 minutes, some Bitcoin are mined and they enter the system. And if that's the monetary policy, if you will, of Bitcoin, it's gradual, happens every 10 minutes. A few coins are released into the system. And then every 4 years, that the amount of coins that are released are cut in half. We just had that.
So you just answered that. I mean, did like a genius space alien come up with this? Because compared to the Rothschilds having, you know, 10 pounds and then loaning out 100 pounds with paper, that's just a simple scam. I mean, this is so sophisticated. It was the first. It's still the best. It's the biggest. It's bigger than anything out there now. It's totally insane. I mean, come on. Who really came up with this? I don't just think it was, I mean, Japanese are super smart, but I mean, one Japanese dude, I mean, how did you know so early what was going to happen, Max?
Well, the history, really, you have to go back 20 years before Bitcoin was launched in 2009. The cypherpunks, as they were called, have been trying to come up with money that you could use on the Internet for decades. And in the white paper, there's a reference to Adam Back, and he had a system called Hashcash, and that was one of many systems that were attempted before Bitcoin. And so finally, the programmer who called himself Satoshi Nakamoto figured out the final piece to the puzzle to make unconfiscatable, immutable money possible on the internet, and he released it in 2009. And the reason he's anonymous is because he knew, based on the experience of anyone who's ever tried to do any competing monetary system,
they put you in prison or kill you. They put you in prison.
They get into trouble. Yeah, they get into trouble very quickly. So he made the strategic decision to essentially become anonymous and just fade away from reality, you know, fade away from the scene. Because obviously what you see now with central banks are getting absolutely crazy. They realize that their time is growing short, and they would love to be able to find the person who created it to attack them and to smear them and to publicly pillory them the way they do to everybody. They don't want to get airtime. They would decensor them. They would deplatform them. But because there's nobody to attack, it's beautiful because there's nothing that they can do.
I totally agree. It's so beautiful. It's so well done. And you have been so dead on. Why did you know this was the one when it happened? I mean, you're a really smart guy. You've got great instincts. But how did you know?
Well, in the 90s, I have a patent on a digital currency that I invented.
Promote the Hollywood Stock Exchange when you came on. You talked about it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so that has a patented virtual currency.
By the way, didn't the Pentagon steal your idea or something, too?
No, we sold it to Cantor Fitzgerald, and they moved the entire thing to the top of the World Trade Center just 3 months before 9/11. So 9/11 came, and literally the whole thing got destroyed. But the technology at that time was a digital currency you could use online, but it was centralized, right? So the key about Bitcoin is that it's decentralized. It manages to have all the attributes of hard money and immutable money, but by also being simultaneously decentralized without having a center to attack. Even gold is problematic because even though gold's around the world, and you can find it around the world, it's easy to confiscate gold. As we've known from history, gold
is good luck stopping Bitcoin. Absolutely. All right. Well, everybody needs to go to Swan, one word, Swan, S-W-A-N, bitcoin.com/Alex, and you get the very best deals they've got. They've got a lot of great services there. It's free. You sign up for free, and then if you want to buy Bitcoin, you buy it there. And I've talked to a lot of other people, not just Max Kaiser. They go, yeah, this is the place to do it. This is how to do it. Folks, there are so many scams out there. People saying, oh, send me your Bitcoin. I give you double. No. Deal with swanbitcoin.com/Alex, and then a very small percent goes to us. But Max projected this 2 years ago, and he was right. If we'd have done it, it would have fixed all our problems. We could have already launched a bunch of new initiatives against the globalist. But I'm just such a traditionalist, not a troglodyte. I use new technology, but I just, you know, I just have been too skittish about this. And again, nothing's perfect. It may go way down. It may go way up. I'm going to buy it, and I hope it keeps going back up. But I'm not worried about that because the system is scared and they don't like it. We're going to break. Do five more minutes with us. Max Kaiser is here with us today, and I really appreciate him guruing me through this for 10 years. And I don't want to say I feel foolish. I just feel like I feel like this is surreal. I mean, he literally tried to get me to take 10,000 Bitcoin, and I was too stupid to even do it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Attention, real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.